Hi, welcome to Promo Insiders, an ASI Media podcast covering the topics that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Executive Editor Sarah Lewandowski, and today I'm joined by Sammy Marshak, our Data Analytics Editor for her first taste test ever. So we'll be talking about fun spring activities, ways to leverage the season to sell more promo, and of course, trying our fun spring snacks. So thanks, Sammy, for joining. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sarah. I'm looking forward to trying some snacks.
Yeah, definitely. So spring has sprung. Finally, what is your favorite part of the springtime season?
I think just as it gets warmer, there's this increased sense of vitality and happiness, and you can kind of sense that in everyone that you talk to and everywhere you're around. People want to get out of their houses more, go outside. Personally, I want to walk my dog more, so I get that kind of exercise in. And yeah, I love the sense of happiness in the air, and then just the kind of increased activities of things that you can do. So I love that about spring. And yeah, I feel like everyone's always more willing to make plans and kind of get out of their shell. So that's what I appreciate the most about spring. What about you?
Yeah, I love being able to turn my heat off finally because it's expensive. Yeah. So, yeah, and just being able to have your windows open and just kind of have the fresh air coming in. So we're from the Northeast, both of us. So we do have seasons here. So we do earn our spring weather after all the snow. So it is. And the seasons do affect your mood, like you were saying. So it's really nice when the sun's out and it's temperate and 70 degrees and everybody looks forward to that. Are there any fun spring activities you look forward to?
I'm really looking forward to hiking more. I want to kind of experience new trails and see more of the state, kind of get myself outside more. And I want to bring my friends along, go by myself, go with family, just hike more. I think it's a goal of mine. And yeah, even outdoor festivals and arts exhibits and concerts, there's more of that in the spring. So just kind of looking to get more culture and arts and music. That's, I think, the most fun things spring offers.
The festivities start up again. I really like when families have parties and they're out in their patio or outside. The kids are outside and you can relax with a drink. That's my favorite time. It's kind of vegging with your people in the warm weather. It's very fun. Looking forward to all of that starting up again soon. So we do have the main reason why we're here. We do have our spring treats. So I have for the taste test, I normally bring, it seems like I've, the Peeps candy, the ducks and the rabbits, they used to be just very seasonal, very Easter. And now I've had them on every taste test. They have so many different flavors.
Peeps.
And they're local apparently. Teresa tells me. So this is fun. It's a cotton candy Peep.
Oh.
And it's actually pink inside. It's not the white.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So I'm going to bite its head off and I'm going to tell you how it is.
I love the phrasing of that.
Oh my gosh.
Is it good?
Wow. Well, you really have to like cotton candy. You really have to like sugar.
And marshmallow. Type.
And marshmallows.
Yeah. I can't say that's my favorite combination. <Wow.
laughs> That is really sugary. That's a one a day thing, I think. That's more sugary than I'm even used to with Peeps. I must say.
I mean,
that's wild.
It's okay. I don't remember the last time I've had Peeps, honestly. I think years and years ago. Just it's not my cup of tea, I don't know.
Yeah, some people my sister really doesn't, she doesn't go for them. She's I don't really like marshmallow.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah, she's doesn't do anything for me. I'm well, I love it. But that is really, wow, that's a sugar rush. So what was the first thing you brought, Sammy?
Okay, so I think I'll start in order of excitement that I had when I went to the store. So,
sure.
The, least first. So okay. I think this Twix, blurred screen, sorry. This Twix egg. Twix is my favorite candy, but I just it's creative, but
so. Oh.
I'll save half for you. I'm kidding. Anyway,
Oh,
I'm
that would
sorry.
be amazing. Ooh, a big Twix egg. Oh, that looks good. Oh,
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
eating a Twix egg.
Wow.
It's
That's awesome.
really good. I'll
Nice.
just snack on this for the rest of
Yeah, sure.
the
So I got this at Target. I'm not
day.
really sure how this is going to be. It's called Robin's Nest Trail Mix. It's like eggs, this glitter stuff. I don't know what this is going to do to my mouth. But we're going to try it. We're going to see. Whoa. Okay. There's like these marbly, like, there's like foil
Oh,
printed on this.
can eat the
A
foil.
peanut. It's going to make it so blue. These are like blue cookies. I don't even know.
Oh, but like trail
Sorry.
mix, like what type of, like, is it salty at all or?
A little bit. Yeah,
Oh.
biscuit thing was like salty.
Interesting.
Blue splatter almonds.
Who's
Supposed to be like more like a little egg.
Is it good?
Yeah, that was a honey roasted peanut. That's pretty
I
good.
like those,
Yeah.
but I just
Actually, this is
don't.
not
But they're
bad.
okay, good.
I know. The blue is like making me
Yeah,
concerned.
throwing me off.
I know. That wasn't bad. Everything was benign, just the color. It's a little
So it didn't
much.
have like a blueberry flavoring taste, no?
It was just food coloring.
Okay, which is a
Yeah.
good segue into my next product,
Nice.
which is this edible grass. Have you done this on the show
Oh my
before?
God, no.
Oh, okay.
What the heck?
So I do not like anything blueberry flavored. So I thought that except blueberries or the occasional smoothie or yogurt. So I just thought I'd challenge myself today with
Oh my
some
gosh.
blueberry flavoring
It looks like
grass.
Easter basket grass. Literally,
Yeah.
that's what it looks like.
But
That's
it's
crazy.
edible. So there you
Where did you
go.
find that?
Walgreens.
Get out of
No.
town.
Okay, so
Oh
I
my
don't.
gosh.
I don't recommend.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. You're literally eating grass. Is it? No.
Not my favorite.
Does it dissolve in your mouth? Like, how do you?
Don't even know what it's doing. Like, it's dissolving. Yeah.
That is so strange.
Decorate it, top it, great for baskets. But nowhere does it say eat it except here.
That's
So,
so weird. I've
yeah.
never seen anything like that in my life.
I'll bring it to the office.
I mean, I guess it's a way of like being more sustainable instead of having all that plastic that you just then throw
Oh,
out.
I didn't even think of that. That's actually such a,
Maybe.
yeah.
I mean, my guess, because
Maybe.
usually you just throw it out and it's like plastic.
Yeah, but it's actually smart. Yeah.
Interesting. Did they have multiple flavors?
They had the blueberry and then they had a different flavor. I don't remember what it was, but it was something like a little strange. I don't know. So
That's
I was just
wild.
like, go for the lesser of the two.
Was it sticky? Like, did it feel sticky on your hands if you held it too long? Not really.
It honestly feels like, the type of thing you would find in an Easter basket. Like, it's that same consistency. It's like hard almost, but then it
That's so
just dissolves.
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. That is
I'll bring
crazy.
it
Yeah, I would love to
in.
try it.
Yeah.
This is my next one is from a company called, I think it's called Swoon, but this is a special collaboration with Barbie. So it's, oops,
Oh.
sorry. There you can see it on the screen if you're watching. It's called Barbie by Swoon, and
Okay.
it's Barbie Pink Lemonade. And Barbie has been obviously huge this year, the pink, the Barbie pink. So I guess this is like an official collab with
Oh.
Barbie. So we're gonna try it and see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm so curious if it tastes like Barbie.
Oh, that was really sweet.
Sweet.
Oh,
Okay. Like too
wow.
sweet or
A little bit. A little bit. I don't think I could drink a whole can. I think that's probably enough, actually.
Good to know.
Wow. That was really crazy. But you see how, here's an example, you see how brands have been leveraging the Barbie brand to get, you know, and especially the pink is so bright, it like it draws people to it. So it's like a win-win, you know?
I'm
People really see
curious
the
if,
product on the shelf.
yeah, I'm curious if like that brand has just a generic pink lemonade flavor, and if that one tastes the same way or if it tastes like any different. Maybe it's sweeter because of the Barbie brand. Dang.
Yeah, I think it does look like they just do regular lemonade and maybe pink lemonade.
Okay.
So it's called Swoon. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What
All
else did you
right.
bring today?
Let me. So I have a. Oh wait, trolley. Can you see? Wait,
Yeah.
my screen, and it has candy in it inside. It's a
That is
trolley
so
with
cute.
candy.
That is cute.
It's literally called a trolley with candy. Like I don't know why or how those two things go together necessarily, but I think it's maybe like you take this
Oh, that's cute.
and
A
then you
little
take
cheek.
like this and the jelly beans and then you just like put them in your cart and I don't know why, but but yeah, so the first thing, do you know if this is an owl
I think it's a
or a
sheep.
bear? It's a sheep.
A
Okay.
springtime sheep.
There we go.
You're supposed to dissemble all of it and put it into the little cart.
Yeah,
Oh,
okay.
I see.
I don't think I'm gonna like this because of the consistency. It feels a little squishy and you can see the sugar pellets, so that's not like, but we'll see. Oh.
It's not a cookie. It's like mallow. That surprised me. I wasn't expecting that. Is it like a circus peanut consistency? Like foamy? Yeah.
Like a half marshmallow, half a circus peanut consistency.
Oh, okay. Does it taste like
Yeah.
strawberry or something? It's
It
pink.
tastes, I did not enjoy it. I don't know. Strawberry something. And then this is a bunny.
Oh, cute.
I think I'm gonna
That's
like
cute.
this.
Yeah.
It's
A gummy
okay.
bunny. Yeah.
And jelly beans.
Oh, cute. The whole little kit.
It's okay. I don't need your Riley side me. Okay.
So my last one is I had to get these. So Oreo always comes out with like crazy
Oh,
flavors. So this is
those
called
look
Space
good.
Dunk.
Those look really good.
Oh man. Well, if trail mix didn't make my mouth blue, these certainly will. So it's like pink and blue. I don't know if you can see there's like
Ooh.
blue and pink inside.
That looks really good.
Has a spaceship on the one
Ooh.
end. Yeah, if you can
Ooh.
see it. Yeah,
I
right
can see this.
here.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Why did they brand it Space Dunk? Like, what was that in the inspiration behind that?
I don't know. It says five galactic designs and cosmic cream with popping candy. But it doesn't say, there's no like background on it. Like, why this now? It smells pretty good. I'm gonna try it.
I'm so curious.
Hucka, 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 hucka,
Good.
hucka, 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 It's
hucka.
pretty good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Does it taste like an Oreo just with like coloring, or does it taste have specific?
Yeah, it tastes like a lot of coloring.
Oh, you can taste them.
I can. And I can, oh, the popping candies are in there for sure.
Pop, what's a
But
popping candy?
it's like those little crystals that kind of like they like kind of crinkle on your tongue, like,
Okay.
yeah, for a little extra kick. But I can definitely taste the flavoring. Cool.
Not
Wow.
good.
That was really sugary. Crazy.
No. It's okay.
Do you have like one or two more?
I have one more. This is
Okay.
my final reveal.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about this one. So the delivery is what matters here. So it's a funny bunny. Have you seen this before?
No.
So it has jelly beans inside, and basically you wind up.
Ha ha
Wait,
ha.
you wind up and the jelly bean. What?
Ha
Why is he doing it? Never. Wait. Put them inside.
ha.
Oh.
Is it pooping them out?
You see that they're coming out?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at
I.
that. So it walks and like lets them out.
Oh, you're supposed
Is
to
that what
let
it
it
says?
walk. Well, yeah, it's supposed to like come out
Oh, there it is.
the back.
Oh,
I
I
messed up the
see.
delivery on that. I can reload. Just oh. So it opens up.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Worked
Never
for
seen
that.
that.
Yeah.
What is that called again?
Called the Funny
A
Bunny.
funny
And
bunny.
yeah, it says the branding said walks and poops. So,
Oh.
and you load it by twisting the head
Oh, the
off.
head off.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then putting it inside the jelly bean, closing that, and then you wind it up.
Nice. That's really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Perfect
Oh,
for
it's
like
walking.
kids.
It's walking.
It's walking and pooping.
Gary. Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks.
That's great.
Oh,
So how can, what are some ideas you have for like distributors, leveraging the season?
yeah.
How do they lean into spring and sell more promo? What would you say?
Well, I have a few ideas, So as it gets warmer, right, there's more sports organizations and leagues coming out. So if you think on the high school level, right, you're gonna have like the men's soccer team, you're gonna have lacrosse, you're gonna have track and field, even tennis, even though maybe that's a more fall sport. So distributors can really think about what type of products would go well with those specific sports and think about their like local or regional teams, and they can think about performance headwear or travel bags for that are performance based for sports, portable chairs for spectators to watch, and towels. So that could be like something that distributors think more about. Other thing is outdoor sponsorships. So think walkathons or marathons or races or anything that's outside that for a philanthropy, you can use your promo to be given at those types of events. So as there's more increased outdoor activity, new season, new opportunities. So yeah, and another major area of focus, I would say, would be wellness and fitness products. So, people go through waves, of course, of increased activity, and during New Year's, the New Year's resolutions, everyone's motivated to work out, and then maybe it wanes a little bit for certain people, and then in the summer, as the summer approaches, people start to remember again about their workout goals. So think about wellness, think about fitness, think about what you can do to kind of promote that. And yeah, so those are my main ideas.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
perfect. For sure. I think it's, like you said, it's a kind of a season of renewal, and so I think it's a great time to kind of, as you were mentioning, like our New Year's resolutions, it's a nice time to kind of look at those again, and maybe there's like a sales strategy you haven't tried yet that you'd want to put into practice. The weather's nicer, so it's more conducive to going to visit clients at their offices. Having
Right.
some type of leave behind that will remind them of what you offer, your products and services. And we also have it's on ASI Central, and also on our product hub page, we have a promo. It's called Promotions Planner, or Promo Planner, we call it for short. And basically, like, we look at 3 months out, we look at observances in a given month and how you can leverage them. So, like, for instance, coming up, I think it's May 4th, is National Fitness Day. So it's a great way to, encourage studios and gyms to offer specials, maybe some giveaways for new members, things like that to incentivize. Because, like you said, people are starting to readdress their New Year's resolutions, getting back into fitness. So that's a perfect way to do that. May 18th is International Museum Day. So, like, local museums can, like, work on ways to get new members, with specials and giveaways and tote bags. People love tote bags from museums, So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways to kind of leverage the season using even existing observances. And yeah, it's a great time to kind of look at your strategy and see what's working, what's not, and make adjustments and kind of, implement those.
It's really interesting.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Sammy, for joining the podcast. And
Thank
for
you,
more,
Sarah.
of course, you're welcome. And for more sales tips, head to asicentral.com/news. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Sammy.
Bye. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.